Thank you for listening to Gloria Juggles with Everyday Struggles. My name's Gloria, and welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to week four. Today I want to talk about living in New York and what this very fast-paced city has meant for me. Especially at such a young age. I think it's definitely been a bittersweet experience. There's excitement in always finding something to do no matter what. I mean, it's a rainy day and you don't have to doubt that there's somewhere that you can go or something to do. But there's also a lot of frustration in living here, especially this pressure that's found in living in such a fast-paced environment. Throughout these years, I've witnessed a lot of gentrification in the city, and so with this also became this hyper-awareness of the business market and the workforce, and where to go not only in my career, but how to survive financially. There's always been this huge development in the aesthetic pleasure of living in the city, and with that has came a really big influx of people in these neighborhoods and in my neighborhood, and there's a very specific pressure to keep up. So with the changing of times and technology and demographics and neighborhood dynamics, sometimes it feels like I'm always running to figure out what's new around me and how to keep up. I think it's important for me to figure out ways to adapt definitely and navigate this city, and really not give in to being pushed out and feeling like I don't know if I belong in this city anymore. But I always wonder where I fit in such a fast-paced environment, and how do I develop myself into someone who figures out what to do and how to do it, especially now as a college student. I want to start figuring out where I'm headed, and I think it's important to start figuring it out. But it is really challenging, and it's proving to get more and more challenging the closer I get to graduation. As I've said before, and as I continue to stand by, I don't believe that I need to know now what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. But because of the pace of the city, I begin to feel like I need to know what's next. And I need to know what's next all the time. I can only speak for this environment. I can't speak for any other state or city or how anybody else will feel. But I definitely do feel like here, young people are afraid to slow down, and they're afraid to get any time to figure out their what's next. So you're never really living in this moment of what you're doing. You're not taking the time to explore and to actualize and physicalize your dreams everywhere you are, especially as a student. You're always thinking about the next thing. You're always brainstorming where to go. And if you start to feel like it's taking too long, or as if you don't know what the next thing is, that's when all of this anxiety comes about, and that's when it becomes scary. It's not really accepted in student environments to discover. I think what needs to happen more and what needs to happen better is developing educational environments. Not only college, because while nice, not everyone feels inclined or has the resources to attend. So starting these practices in grade school is something that should be encouraged. Allowing students to understand things past the core curriculum, past hitting or not hitting benchmarks. Because not only are you applying pressure on students, but these teachers as well, to be clinical. very clearly and very obviously have mapped out my thoughts and philosophy as far as creative careers and creativity goes, because I stand by the fact that I think that this should be encouraged. And this isn't anything that I see changing. This isn't anything that I see going anywhere else. And within developing these thoughts and developing my desire for this to be a more encouraged environment in educational spaces, in society, online, I think that that comes with time, that comes with less pressure, that comes with this fast-paced city. And like, what can you do if you don't have all of these things that you've been able to accomplish? We accomplish and we measure accomplishments by milestones, like degrees and graduations. And so people start to feel like they're not doing the right thing. I think this is the one thing and the one environment that I feel like I have the most trouble mapping out and the most trouble figuring out, because I don't necessarily know what causes it. I think that a lot of people across the board, across financial means and neighborhoods, feel this pressure. And so I don't know if it just comes with being in a city, and it comes with being in an area that has so much going on, or if there's a way to stop it, if there's a way in social practices and build up and everything to just make people slow the hell down and make people stop feeling as though they need to do so much. This idea of even something that we don't look past, like a 9-to-5 job where you're not here until 5, you're here until 6, you're here until 7, sometimes even 8. You know, a other job not being looked at as seriously, just any type of service job or any type of art job not being looked at as significant as an office job. And this comes back to what I was talking about before, when someone says that they want to pursue something and some type of job, and someone in their immediate circle, be it in their educational path or their family, says, oh, no, 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 don't do that. There's no money in that, or you're not going to find anything in that. And people now are, you know, they have to reroute what they thought was what they would be doing, and that really does throw a halt into somebody and their thoughts, even when they thought, you know, maybe I can't take that pause. There's a lot that can be said about a person when, instead of throwing their insecurities and their unhappiness into somebody's life and using it as a moment where they think they're advising a person to do their best, of just being like, okay, I see what you're thinking, I see where you want to go with this, and supporting them. It's already hard to think about, where can I go? How can I do this? And then now, like, you're trying to figure these things out. You're already confused about these things. And then you have somebody that you've trusted enough to tell these details to tell you, oh, that's a bad idea. And I think that occasionally that correction can be good. I think there's a very fine line of a correction of being like, you cannot really get anywhere with this, and it being because you know, and the other thing of being like, all my dreams were crushed, so I'm about to crush yours, and act like I'm giving you the best advice of your life, you know? And it's like, that might sound messed up of me to say, but quite frankly, that's what it is. It's somebody who feels like they've not done enough, or they just like didn't get what they wanted, and they're saying to a younger person like, you'll never get what you want, so you know, you just go for something else, you know? And it's like, so crushing to hear that when you're really just trying to figure it out. So, the goal or the lesson here in this episode, I think, for older people and older generations is to allow young people to slow down, to allow young people to figure it out and to have that space to figure it out. It's to allow them to talk through what they're thinking and how they're thinking it. And if that means they're going through it by talking to you and trust you enough to walk you through what they're thinking, maybe find ways to help be critical without completely stopping them in their tracks. And for young people, know that it's okay to take a breath occasionally. It's okay to take a pause. And not feel like you're running around all the time, not knowing what's next, not knowing how to approach any situation. Because you do have to pause, you do have to take a breath, and you do have to sit and realize what is going on and what the moment you are currently and presently in is, in order to properly and successfully figure out that next step, that next moment. If all you ever do is think about the next moment, then you're always going to be thinking about that. You're always going to be running. And you're never going to take in the moments that you should. And you're not going to appreciate this time and these years when you should be discovering and you should be figuring these things out. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I really thank you for listening. Please remember to check back in next week, and if you really enjoyed it, please just let people know about me. Thank you.